Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we talk with the staff of Lifestream Services, an organization that improves the quality of life for people in East Central Indiana who are at risk of losing their independence. They provide resources for aging and disabled individuals and their caregivers.
I'm Ken Adkins. I'm president and CEO of Lifestream Services.
I am Jenny Hamilton, and I am the vice president for home and community-based services with Lifestream Services.
Lifestream Services provides a sense of security and peace to individuals, knowing that we're there to help them, allowing them to stay where they choose to live.
I have worked at Lifestream Services for 14 years this month. I started out as a case manager and have been involved in case management as a supervisor and then program manager ever since I started. I went through some of the Medicaid modernization issues with some of our clients. And just to be able to help them, and knowing that if we weren't there to help them, they probably would have been individuals who lost their services and lost their Medicaid and may have ended up in a nursing facility. On any given day, our average number of clients we serve with in-home services is somewhere around 1,400 to about 1,600 on a regular basis. And so to know that on a daily basis, for all of those people, that we are making a huge difference, whether it's just providing them a meal or some homemaking assistance, to we have individuals who may be bedbound and have family who help but need that little bit of extra help. And so it really is, it makes me feel good when I leave or when I think about my job to know that I know that I'm making a difference in those people's lives.
We recently had to take a number of clients off of service because of a funding issue, and a plea went out for people to donate. We needed about $60,000 to keep people on service from April to June 30. And a letter went out asking people to donate, and because of the generosity of everybody, we were able to put everybody back on service as of May 1. But we have a wide variety of program, a wide variety of needs, and we are an excellent place to donate money if you want to have a real, solid, genuine impact on the quality of life of an individual.
We take volunteers of any age and any ability level. I know for my personal experience, yes, I work at Lifestream Services, but I also have a Girl Scout troop, for example, and we do something as simple as at our normal meetings, we have colored holiday cards to give out to our homebound seniors that get home-delivered meals. So any group can do it. It doesn't have to be something where you can come to our office. You can do it on your own time, on your own schedule, and do something that would really, it makes a huge impact to see the impact that something as simple as a holiday card has on someone who's homebound and who doesn't get those kinds of things.
For information about how you can connect with Lifestream Services, go online to www.lifestreaminc.org or call 800-589-1121. Lifestream Services is an underwriter of Indiana Public Radio. If you missed any of the shows featuring Lifestream Services, you can listen anytime at www.indianapublicradio.org. Next week, we'll feature a special one-episode spotlight on Schaefer Leadership Academy, our partnering organization in producing Community Connection. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.